Herbicide tactics for weed control have come full circle, transitioning from pre- plus post-emerge programs to primarily post-strategies with glyphosate, and now back to multi-prong systems. SDSU Extension Weed Management Specialist Dr. Eric Jones encourages farmers to layer their herbicides.
Even though we're really focusing on our residual herbicides to keep the fields weed-free as those crops emerge with that pre-emergence herbicide, we also should be thinking about adding herbicides with soil residual activity in our post-emergence herbicide applications.
Jones believes the pre-emerge program with residual puts weeds on the defense, so the post-program with foliar activity plus residual can take out the weeds that have emerged and prevent new ones from growing.
We also do need to think about not relying on just single herbicide active ingredients or groups. We want to use different herbicides and mixtures if we can, preferably for the pre-emergence application. We want to use multiple herbicide groups, something really strong, because we don't want to focus on total cleanup with our post-emergence application. We want to use it as a cleanup.
Combining herbicides with multi-modes of action enhances overall weed management. Again, he advises against reliance on a single herbicide group, using group 15s, for example, in only the post-application, but not the pre-emerge mixture. This multi-layered herbicide program reduces weed pressure during the growing season and at harvest, but most importantly, prevents weed seed production for fewer weed problems in next year's crops. Reporting for the South Dakota No-Till Association, I'm Pam Geppert.